It is the radio segment that's Mark's Madness Bracket is already busted. Laser Stories. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A 40-year-old guy named Jason Gasparic saw a stray dog running around in traffic earlier this month. It was a chocolate lab, and he managed to catch it, and then he started trying to track down its owner. First, he took it to a vet to see if it had a microchip, and it did. But the chip wasn't registered to anybody. So then he posted some photos on Facebook and a few other sites, but that didn't work either. So the next day, he stood out on the street corner for 3 hours.
Whoa.
Holding a sign that said, "Do you know this lost dog?"
He has invested a lot of time.
Very dedicated to this.
The photo of that went viral, and someone who knew the dog got in touch after that. The owner turned out to be an older guy who'd been driving around all day looking for the dog. But the story doesn't end there, because once the photo went viral, women in Charlotte started going nuts for Jason.
Oh, he's hot?
And a few of them have already asked him out.
He says, hot dog lover? Yes, please.
He is single right now, but recently got out of a relationship, so he wants to take things slow with all the women that are now interested
in
him.
Yeah, of course he does.
Makes him want him even more.
No, he's like, I have options now. No rushing into any relationships, ladies.
This next laser story is out of Titusville, Florida. There's a 73-year-old grandma named Penelope Peterson, and last weekend, she heard a noise on her back porch. She figured it was her cat trying to get in, but when she opened the curtains, she saw it was actually a strange man, and he was totally nude.
Oh, my God.
Two shocking things there.
Yeah. So Penelope did the one thing that she could think of to scare him off. She popped out her dentures and shouted, "Grandma, no teeth."
That could backfire.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
It definitely could, yeah.
Crazy, though. You know what I'm saying?
And that worked. The guy ran off and left his clothes behind. The cops eventually tracked down 28-year-old Axel Rivera wandering naked through the neighborhood. He's been charged with burglary and exposing sexual organs.
Oh, my God.
As for the grandma's denture-popping plan, a police spokesperson said, "When you're in a critical situation, use whatever weapons you have." And her weapons... or her false teeth. Good job.
The police are going to start using false teeth now.
Yeah. This next legend story is out of Florida. Two sons pranked their 61-year-old dad for his birthday, and it's definitely going to be one that he'll never forget. They surprised him by renting a billboard that said for everybody to wish him a happy birthday, and it included his phone number.
Oh, that's messed up. I saw this billboard, and I wish I would have thought of it first. It's such a genius idea.
Since then, so smart.
He's been getting thousands of calls and texts every day from people everywhere.
Crazy. I'm averaging a text a minute. I'm getting, there you go. You can hear it there. I'm getting, I've heard from Nepal, Nairobi, Kenya, the Philippines, Canada, Bahamas, you name it, Luxembourg, Germany. My son has 147,000 followers on social media. So it's much more than the billboard on the Black Horse Pike.
Yeah, his son has like about 150,000 followers on social media. So he posted his dad's number there as well. The dad's birthday is this weekend. So if you want to get on it, his name is Chris. And his number is 561-307-4879. So wish him a happy birthday. He's turning 62.
Yeah, and it's going to take him like a half hour to respond with just K to each text message.
This next legend story is out of the friendly skies. You've probably dealt with a few screaming babies on planes, but at least they don't delay the flight. Well, this might be even more annoying. Last weekend, a flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had to turn around and return to the gate because a woman on board forgot her newborn baby in the terminal.
It's like Home Alone, but that's like my worst fear.
When you're a new mom, you're just so tired.
Oh my God, you're so tired.
You're walking through life in a daze.
Corner reports, she heard her name called for an upgrade, approached the desk to get her new ticket, and then just boarded the plane.
Oh my God, she was so excited.
Screw you, baby. Yeah. I'm on first class.
She's like, why is this so easy? People say it's hard to fly with kids. Oh.
Wait a minute.
She didn't realize it until they pushed back from the gate. Officials say it's a very rare case for a plane to turn around just because somebody forgot something at the airport, but obviously this was a little different. It's not just like a bag. Next time you leave a bag in the airport, just tell them it's a baby, and they'll turn around for you.
Oh, poor woman. I feel so bad for her.
When it was all said and done, the flight was delayed for about 45 minutes while they handled the situation and were cleared for takeoff again. And if you're wondering, the baby is doing fine. Just some minor abandonment issues that they'll deal with later on in life.
I can definitely see you doing this, Jubal. Oh, no, my baby. And then you get back on the plane. No, it was my phone charger. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. I don't have a baby. My phone is technically my baby, so that's why.
Yeah, we can take off now.
This next laser story is out of Cell Phone Central. Has your significant other ever fubbed you? That's when you're so focused on your phone that you're ignoring people and don't hear them?
Yes. Everyone's done that, right?
Yep. Well, a third of people in a recent survey said that, yes, fubbing is something they've dealt with in their relationship before, which actually seems kind of low.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more. Here are some more stats from that survey that show how much we are addicted to our phones these days. 64% of people say they'd pay more attention to what was going on around them if they didn't have their phone. 44% say they'd feel more anxious and nervous if their phone was more than 10 feet away from them. 28% of people say they might become emotional if they were without their phone for more than 24 hours. And finally, 89% of people surveyed said they would never leave their house without their cell phone. And if they accidentally did, they would skip work time.
Absolutely.
Or skip school to go back and get it.
I would miss the show if I forgot my phone.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. It's everything I do.
But I will say, I did just put like the time restraints on my apps, and all it is me all day going, ignore time restraints for 15 minutes.
Exactly. This next legend story is out of Splitsville, USA. Getting married and divorced and remarried and redivorced and re-remarried and re-redivorced.
Sounds exhausting.
Isn't just for lunatic celebrities anymore. Even us normal people are doing it. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 4% of Americans have been married 3 different times or more. And 13% have been married twice, and 52% are boring people who've only been married once.
Oh, boring.
God.
White people are the most likely to get married 3 times or more. Asian people are the least likely. And weirdly enough, the cities with the most people on their second marriage, third marriage, or beyond are both in Arizona. It's Lake Havasu and Prescott.
Maybe because they're just
people.
Well, and also maybe just a lot of seniors because they go down to Arizona. So their spouses die. And
not really in Havasu, though. Havasu is like a party place.
Yeah.
You know, so. I don't know. This guy has been married once.
That's it.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again same time on Monday.